Whether or not you're a public speaker, performer, or just trying to command attention in various situations, this video could, might, just be for you. I've taken the three most popular elements from this channel, one which was how to articulate and sound clearer, another how to have a deeper voice, and third was how to be louder. And I've put them into this one quick 10-minute video that you can perhaps improve all those things, at least in the short term, if that's what you're looking to do. Of course, for long-term benefits, this video is not really going to cut it because there's a lot more that goes into the voice than people really consider. There are no quick fixes, as I've said many times before. However, let's try these exercises today and see what happens. See how you feel, see how your voice sounds, and see if anyone notices any difference. You ready? Now, I often start with a warm-up, but I do have a pre-warm-up relaxation exercise that I've done at nearly every singing lesson I ever went to, and often at acting classes, and acting voice coaches use this as a starting point. So if you're already warm and relaxed and you want to go through the video to the actual exercises, then just go down to the time codes and you can find where to go from there. But if you haven't, I do suggest staying with me, and we're going to take from the first day of my 8-week course, we're going to look at the first exercise, which is semi-supine, and we're going to do that together now. So find a space that you can lay down on the floor, not a bed. It has to be a hard surface. If you do have a mat or like a yoga mat or just a carpet, that's a bit more comfortable. And if you need to, get a little book, perhaps it could be this thick, maybe thicker, maybe even thinner. Just put it under your head as you lay on the ground, okay? So let's take a look at that one first.
Okay, so when you're ready and on the ground, just get yourself comfortable and move around a bit until you feel that you're in a good position. You can place your hands on top of your belly, just below your navel, below your belly button. If you can have your feet facing forward, parallel to each other, your knees up in the air, and just try to notice if you feel there's a gap underneath your back in the lower region between your back and the floor. I'm not asking to adjust it, but just notice. And as you're in this position and you start to breathe in, remember to imagine that the air fills up your lungs from the base of your spine, where the sacrum is, first. Use your imagination to imagine the air hitting that place and then filling up the rest of the lungs and your torso until you're almost, not quite, but almost full. And then just let it go. Let it go. And then your body will know naturally when to breathe in again. But with your imagination still, letting it start from the sacrum and filling up that way. So keep this going now. If you get uncomfortable, you can wriggle around and move into a better position, but keeping in this semi-supine. Be gentle, don't want to breathe in too hard or breathe out. You're just giving into gravity. Just letting go of the weight in your shoulders, your neck, your back. The only thing that you're really holding is keeping your legs in a upright position. Gently breathing, filling up from the lower back, in, and just letting it go as you breathe out. I'll leave you and come back to you in a few minutes. Thank you. okay if you start to wake and open your eyes in your own time. Put your hands down by your side. Start to wiggle your fingers. Start to wake up the senses. Start to wiggle your toes and notice your legs and your arms and head and where you are in the room and what you can hear in the background. And get ready to turn over onto your side. Just roll over onto your side. Keep your legs bent. Just stay there gently. And you can slowly push your arm to get you up onto your knees and your hands. And then slowly make your way to your feet.
Yeah, so I know it's a very simple exercise and it might not feel like it is doing much, but it does help you connect with your body, right? And that's very important because the voice comes from the body and the voice as your instrument is your body. So finding a way to relax it and actually feel your spine, using your hands to feel the breath and where that naturally goes when, you know, your spine is on the ground. With your legs up in semi-supine, you're able to flatten the back out a bit more. So more of your spine is touching the ground. And again, you're lengthening, you're feeling this length in your body. It's just a really good way to obviously also bring your shoulders back and you know, drop down into a position that's more optimal, as you know, posturally, for your voice to function at its best. So if you can find relaxation into that space, calm yourself, it's a really good place to begin. Now we're going to do a warm-up, very quick warm-up, just 2 minutes. And we're going to do like multiple things at the same time, so pay attention. We're going to hum very gently. You can hear I haven't warmed up today. Now just gently put your head forward and putting your fingers together, we're going to just put the weight of your elbows, no pulling, the weight of your elbows just down so it pulls your head down. And we're not pushing, we're not trying to make any noise just yet, just a very gentle warm up. So it just gets the vocal folds vibrating and things moving. Do that a couple of times, breathe in. You can bring it round to the side now. Again, no pulling, but I want you to use the weight. Clasp your hand on and let the weight of the arm be enough to pull your head to the side here. And if you want an extra stretch, you can put this arm out and point your fingers down towards the floor. Another time. You can also do this looking down towards your armpit and sort of get that hand over the back of your head in that angle. Let's do the same the other side. Now, I'm not picking a specific note. Don't try and copy me. Just see how relaxed you can be with just humming. I mean, don't try and force it. Don't try and copy my sound. Just allow it to happen. If you want, you can start moving up and down the scale as well. And now we're going to roll our neck back like this, just using the weight of your head. Don't take it round the back though, because that could be a bit of a crunch moment for your spine. Everyone's different and I'm not there with you to check you out, and I'm not your doctor, so this seems to be at least a safe part of your neck roll. If you know your body better and you know you can do it, then by all means feel free to bring your head round, but I'd rather you kept it just to the side like this, side to side. And again, connecting a hum and starting to move up and down. We can turn that hum into a tongue trill. Turning our head from side to side. And a lip trill at the same time. Tongue and lip trill at the same time, and humming and moving your head around. You can even massage around the back of your head. If you don't know how to do a lip trill, or you can't do one, I've got a video on it right here that should help you out. Okay, so I'm going to use my little bone prop, monitoring bone prop, which is very handy to keep your dirty fingers out of your mouth. You can keep this clean separately and put it in there for articulating. But we're not going to do the articulation exercises right now. This is just part of our warm up. So we can do our usual. And then. That'll do. So after that gentle relaxing and a short warm-up, this is exercise number one. And I've taken this from a singing lesson that I've done many times. But it's actually, I think it's a really useful way for you to start understanding how you can open up your voice, if you like. Because it does two things. A, it creates more space. So you can hear lower notes in your voice. But also then, in order to get it correct, you're going to have to adjust your breath unconsciously. I'm not going to tell you how to do it or what you should do. I want you to find it for yourself. So essentially what we're going to do, we're going to start like this and hum. And then as you're humming, lower your larynx. It's almost like, you know, when you yawn, that happens automatically. But if you can do it purposefully, you know, this thing here, this, you know, Adam's apple at the front. Just want it to. Can you hear the sound difference? If I do it just not as a hum, but as an open mouth. So I'm a bit stuck today. I could feel it. I've got some tension in my back. I did a workout this morning. I've been doing a lot of physical workouts at the moment, and I haven't been doing enough semi-supine. A very famous voice coach, I think Kristen Linklater, once said that for every hour you do a workout, you need to do 2 hours in semi-supine to readdress the balance and reset the body. So if I sound a little bit husky today, that's why. Okay, so let's see if this helps. Can you hear the difference? It's kind of opening the voice a bit more, and it's kind of forceful. But we're gonna sort of loosen it up afterwards as well. So the idea here is that when you go, try and pick a note, for example, ma. As you open up and drop that larynx, the note drops as well. Ma, ma. Can you hear the note dropping? Ma. Ma. So it becomes a rounder sound, right? It's already kind of bigger. But if you then go keep that down and then try to match the note you originally were at, what you'll find is you're going to put in just enough energy to make it bigger and louder. Watch. Ma. So it's ma is the note, but then it changes. Ma, when I drop the larynx down, but keeping the larynx down, trying to go back up to that note, there's a certain amount of effort that goes in, which adds volume. Ma. Well, at least it does with me. Try it. Play with it. See what happens. It's going to be a different note for you, maybe. Ma. 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 It's definitely getting louder because I can hear people next door talking and they probably can hear me and wondering what the hell is going on in here. I've got neighbours. I never had neighbours here. I've been like upstairs in this whole place for like 2 years. And in the last few months, loads of neighbours have been moving next door. And we've got someone making pottery there. We've got a wheel in there. So I've got to be careful what time of days I'm doing my stuff and doing my singing and whatnot. Anyway, so that's a good one to try. And not only does it give you the idea of opening up that space, it also helps you not try to put effort into your voice, but by trying to match that note again, you are using the effort required to project a bit more. We're going to go over projection a little bit more at the end of this video, but that's just, you know, it's a starting point. So then you could try maybe speaking. As I'm speaking now, but if I lower my larynx, it sounds a bit strange, doesn't it? It sounds a bit weird. But then if I bring it back up again to where it was, only now using keeping the larynx low but trying to hit the same note as I was at before, there is certainly a fuller, richer, bigger sound than there was before I did that, perhaps. And I'm someone who plays with my voice a lot, so I'm continually changing it for different singing, for different voiceover jobs. So I'm a bit of a mess anyway at the moment. But for you, you've got to find your own voice and figure out what works for you. And this is just some impetus for you to play around with. So this is going to help open the voice a bit more and drop the voice down a bit more, but then also raise the volume. Next up, at this point, before we go through the other exercises, it's a good time to start doing some more articulation exercises because, oh yeah, and by the way, if you don't have one of these, you can just use your finger like that, or even get a pencil like that. You can put it through your teeth, or I prefer the front like that. So yeah, putting a pencil in there, you can do the exercises like I did earlier. But again, that can taste a bit funny. And your finger, you know, they go up your nose, you know, under your armpit, in your ear, up your bum. You know, wherever you put your fingers. And so they could be touching dirty toilet seats. And this one, you can just keep on the end of a string and you can wash it on its own. It's, you know. And I'm still putting my fingers in my mouth, putting that in my mouth anyway, so it seems pointless. But it just seemed a more hygienic way of doing it. And it keeps it specifically for that job. And it is designed to be the perfect size, even though we're all built differently. Right, anyway, I did make a video on the bone prop, actually, and if you want to watch it, it's right there. So for this articulation exercise, as you noticed when I showed you from the last exercise, talking, bringing it down there and then raising the voice up, it's very rounded, but it's also very a bit muffled, right? It sounds a little bit different than perhaps it's not quite as clear. So, by doing some articulation exercises, not just the buttaga buttagas, we want to do some consonant exercises, specifically the T's and D's and P's and K's at the end of words and sentences, which I had prepared here, but I can't find them. Oh my goodness, I had to go and get out my folder to try and find the right exercises. It's been a while since I pulled this out. Let's have a look. Vowels, poetry. Oh, this is a good one. Consonant exercises. Yeah. Here's one that you get to go through on some of my courses. Let's have a look, consonant exercises. And I'm going to do it with this, or my finger, or my pencil, depending on who I am, you are even. So here we go, let's have a look. These are a bit tricky, but they're good for the consonants, right? Which is what we're trying to do. He made a number of accusations concerning his impecunious but meritorious companion. Now, also, I've got to try and to remember to keep the voice as it was low like that. But then match it up to the tone that was natural to me, so I don't sound too crazy. It just sounds fuller, right? He made a number of accusations concerning his impecunious but meritorious companion. There is a singular irregularity in using this word attributively. Though contentious and obsequious, his innocence was emphasised by his superficiality. Tweetle beetle battle. Use that metal ladle to serve the noodle soup. Take the shuttle to a cattle call, Myrtle. The beetles battled the heavy metal title holders. Use the little metal kettle to curdle the milk. I'd like to throttle that poodle. Here's a good one. Quick, catch and kick the ball. 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 So now I've just gone from speaking like this, which is my own voice and a little bit tense in the moment, to actually bringing something a bit more clearer, a bit deeper, fuller, and also quite articulate, if I add on those T's and D's and P's and K's and stuff like that at the end. Know what I mean? All right. Good. Again, this is just food for thought. It's just for you to play with. I'm not telling you this is how it should be done. I don't feel like I really want to ever be doing that, actually. And if I do, I apologise, and I'm sure I have in the past. But, you know, your voice is you. It's part of you. It's part of what you've developed over your entire lifetime, mostly unconsciously or disconsciously. So you don't necessarily, you're not aware, unless you are very, very aware. No one's really that aware of their voice. They just, you might, if you're here, it's because, you know, perhaps you're looking to improve or change something about your voice. And you don't have to be someone else, but you can take traits and learn from other people, but you can never be them. You know, you're never going to have a different body than the one you have, unless you, of course, medical, you know, surgical intervention, drugs. But I'm trying to just show you ways that you can play and learn to adapt and change your body as naturally as you can, and it comes from playing. Some of the best, you know, things will happen, and like those insights will happen when you just discover something for yourself, not just because I'm telling you, but you'll play, try things out, and all of a sudden something will click. It either feels right, or it sounds right, or it gets a certain response, and I'm not really there to tell you who, you know, what that is for you. I can just say, try this, try that, and hopefully one of them will click and work for you. Okay, so just all you got to do is give them a go. Now, but considering what we've just gone through, I think it's also important to mention that the next part here is, now we've kind of gone through some relaxation and some warm-up, and then this kind of opening and lowering of our larynx, and then some more articulation. We want to throw all this away. We want to be able to not hold that down there and push the voice up here. And we don't want this effort, because this effort actually will eventually cause some kind of strain. Over time, of course, if you're doing this as an exercise and you're just using it to work and play with, you know, your body will become more accustomed to it. But at first, if you're trying to hold this voice, this new way of sounding the entire time, you could actually just tire yourself out. So what we're going to do now is learn to sigh. And we're going to try and bring that sighing into this mix. So even though we've tightened up with some articulation and we've moved this larynx down, we don't want to hold it there. We want to be able to invite that relaxation and not holding it down, but allowing it to be free to move up and down, as well as the jaw, as well as the tongue and the articulators and our belly. We want everything to just be... So let's have a good sigh. Even a yawn. But don't hold the yawn like, I'm going to speak like this. More... Of course, it tails off, but this is just to try and give you a sense of release, of letting go. Words flow better when you let go of them, not when you try to control them or hold on to them. Same with your voice. It will flow much more freely when you have someone to speak to, or a reason to speak, a meaning behind what you're saying, or definite action to give to someone, a purpose. This will help your voice flow so much more naturally. And when I do these exercises, take a time in the day to do them. Don't put them into your everyday, all-day routine. Just have a routine, have an exercise. Like, look, this is why I set up the 8-week course in the first place, because it has different exercises that build on each other every day. Actually, I've had two people this week who finished the course, and these were their testimonials. So this was from Greg. And this one was from Chi. That's not bad, right? Not everyone sees the courses through, but these people have, and they're now getting the benefit. And they also know that they're going to start a daily routine for themselves. And you do the routine, you work on it like you go to the gym. you work on it in gym time, then you forget about it and you relax and just get on with your day and try your best to sort of give yourself time and give yourself space for the body to adapt to these changes. And it will start to remember them, and you'll probably might not even notice them happen, but over time they do, and you'll feel more confident as a result, because people will start to respond to you differently. And that's the magic of it. But it is a process. It's like if you're working in your body and you're trying to get fit, trying to get a six pack of muscles or whatnot, like I am at the moment for this film that I'm shooting in a couple of months. It's not necessarily good for your voice, but what my point is, it takes time. You don't see results in a week or in a day. It does take months and months and months, and it's small, different changes. And you've got a time when you work out, and a time when you relax, and a time just to just carry on the way you are. And over time, that work will work for you. And that's the same with voice. And so I'm going to leave you after that sighing, relaxing, just letting go of these things after you've done them, and maybe just with a sense of, okay, I've gone this, no, I'm down here, kind of projecting, and I'm also articulating really well, but then, but just let it go, just let it out, and then speak to the people you're speaking to and have some sense of purpose. It's good. Lastly, though, I'd like to go over one more thing, and that is for projection, and you can add some more projection in. Simply, and I've talked about this before, you may or may not have seen those videos, but it's a little known secret that if you want to project your voice a bit more, you just try and fart. But be careful, because there's famously, some rock singers, have been known to sort of project so much that they've followed through, and that's not pleasant, when you're on the road, you've only got one pair of leather pants and they're full of... And a nice way to do this is to, if you can, engage your pelvic floor muscles, as they say in yoga, or basically turn off, close that muscle that stops you from peeing and